Beyonce's latest hairdo is making international headlines. We'll chat about it now, actually, as we recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly editor Laura Lane on The Ralphie Show. So Beyonce ditching the long locks for something shorter, right?
Yes. At first, everybody was asking me, they were saying, is this a wig? Did she really cut off all of her hair? But yes, it's the real deal. She chopped off all of her long locks. But you know what? She looks amazing. She's fearless. It just shows that she's confident. And to pull off a pixie cut like she has, you have to be gorgeous, which everybody knows Beyonce is, mm-hmm. and it looks amazing. She was kind of going for a old Hollywood modern take kind of look, and yeah, she looks great.
I think she looks awesome as well. I think all the hubdub over it, I mean, I get it because she's Beyonce and anything she does is going to make headlines, but yeah, I think she looks great as well, and props to her. Obviously, you'll be able to see some of those photos in the next edition of Life and Style Weekly. Editor Laura Lane on The Ralphie Show right now. Let's talk about Rihanna, who was back in her home country of Barbados. What was she doing there?
She was partying up. They have their big carnival there, and she was on the streets wearing a bedazzled bikini, dancing with the locals, having a lot of fun. She met up with her family while she was there. She's been posting pictures on Instagram with her brother and her grandfather. And, you know, this is just great. She is obviously not only a rock star in the U.S., but when she goes home to Barbados, it's on a completely other level. And she's been having a lot of fun and saying how much she loves her country and her hometown, and they love her.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, too. Hopefully one of these days I'll get to vacation there. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane on The Ralphie Show. Okay, so Connor Cruz, that's the son of Tom Cruise. He's a DJ. The two of them went out recently together, Tom and Connor. What happened?
I love this story. They were each other's wingman. So Tom brought Connor to San Francisco. They went to a Sky Vodka-sponsored party, and they were picking up girls together, which I just think is hilarious and so awesome. Of course, you know, I just think back to, you know, Tom needing to find a friend, and of course he's like, okay, let's bring my son. He's of age. And they're going and picking up girls together, which is just a great story.
It could be construed as a little awkward as well, though, right?
Totally awkward. I mean, Tom's 51 and Connor's 18 years old. If you're going up to a group of girls, they're probably going to be the same age. They're friends. But you know, Tom, he can date a 20-year-old, and I guess so can Connor.
Well, bless them both. All right. Hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly editor Laura Lane. Have a great weekend.
You too.